It is now 11 a.m. You're tuned into 101.9 FM CFRC, where we're located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. You are tuned into Revelation Radio, where today we have a very special episode featuring, in collaboration with, the artist Drywall. So today we're going to be waning in and out of a very fun phone interview and some sounds and music that is either created by the artist himself, Drywall, inspired some of the sounds that they create, or just of a similar kind of moody bedroom vibe. So without further ado, let us introduce our artist, Drywall. Now, Drywall, who are you?
My name's Tyler Robinson, which saying that out loud is a little bit suspicious. I'm going to throw in my middle name. My name is Tyler Mackay Robinson. I've just been in Canada this past 2 years. No crossing the borders. Not to be confused with the other Tyler Robinson. My name is Drywall. That's my artist name. Just call me Drywall now.
All right. Well, would you say, are you just a fan of the structural integrity of the product Drywall? Or is there a reason you have called yourself Drywall?
I think, like, I thought about it less in the moment, but, like, I don't know, like, when I, like, when I'm bored or when I'm, like, thinking about stuff, you know, you catch yourself just kind of staring off, and, like, something about staring at a wall that sounds kind of interesting for, like, my songwriting process and, like, the vibe. So, like, a lot of my music's, like, bedroom, like, lo-fi kind of stuff, so I feel like Drywall kind of just fits the vibe.
This vibe of staring at the wall and maybe writing "Let's Play in Black Pen" by Drywall.
Thank you.
and drywall, what are some words you would use to describe your music?
I think it's kind of moody for sure. I think it's a little eerie most of the time, even when it's kind of like happier. And it's not really, it's not a lot of ambient music or anything, but I like to think I make kind of atmospheric music. That's the, that's the hope, at least. I'm trying to do more noisy stuff right now, but I think even with like, as I'm trying different things, I think it's still definitely a little moody, or it's always one of those things a little bit, I think.
Okay.
I don't make like scary music, but I think I like try and make off-putting music a little bit.
Ah, okay. So you say you don't make particularly scary music, but it definitely has an energy and a vibe to it that I think would fit really well into maybe a genre of horror or thriller or something where that there's this build of emotion, anticipation, an off-putting vibe. Would you ever want to maybe be on the backtrack of a horror film?
That would be cool. I'd love to do a, I want to start making, because I do film stuff too, so I want to do some short films that I can do for like no money just by myself, and then maybe score them, because they won't be probably longer than 10 minutes.
Thank you. that was drywall with between the lines that got tossed. Now we have drywall on the phone for an interview, and I have a question. What are some of the artists that inspire some of your work?
It's too many to choose from. I always forget, but like, I think Codeine, the band Codeine, is really shaped because they're like a three-piece band. Their music isn't like really that crazy. It's kind of just sounds like heavy rock music, but they do so much with like their sound, and it's very slow and very like methodical, I guess. They always have like long songs. So I always want to like, I wish I could kind of do what they're doing, but I'm not yet. But they're great. I like Death Crash. They're like Codeine too, but they like have great guitars, and again, they're pretty slow, but their songwriting is really good. Codeine's too. I don't know. They just have like a slowcore kind of band. They have like a very distinct sound, I think. So I always like their stuff. I like Duster. Duster's great. I think they kind of like pushed me into making more music. It was like Radiohead and Duster were like the first bands I really, really, really liked. And then when I first started making music, I was only doing like cover songs for myself just as practice. And like, it was like the Bends, Radiohead, and like Stratosphere Duster. Those were like the songs I was trying to cover.
So we've got Codeine, Death Crash, Duster as major influences. So let us listen to Loss Leader by Codeine, then Empty Heavy by Death Crash, and finally The Breakup Suite by Duster before we return with our phone interview.
Thank you. come to me and do it all for fun. When I'm left alone, I play that I am everyone, and I can only care for on the trembling pain. The sickness poured from my God. We played with four-letter words. It was her.
that was Duster with the Breakup Suites. Playing some Duster because we're sitting here with the artist Drywall, who is yapping to us. We're having a little yap sesh. So welcome back to Revelation Radio. You're tuned into 101.9 FM CFRC, where, as I said before, we are talking to the artist Drywall. Now, Drywall, you have quite a few albums out, and EPs out as of right now. I believe there is currently probably totaling to about 4 that you've released since 2025, which is kind of crazy, kind of insane. So I know that you're working on another one right now. Can you give us a little bit of a idea or vibe on that one there?
The newer album that I've been really working on for like this past year, technically like 2025, not this year, which is 2026, but it's like, I'll try and keep it short because I can over explain it, but it's like two character, it's like partially autobiographical, partially like embellished, but it's like two people, and it's kind of tracking their relationship from how it started to them breaking up. And each song is like either from the girl's perspective, the guy's perspective, and some songs have both of them on one song. And it's just kind of like getting atmospheric vibes. It gets a little noisy sometimes, like noise rock stuff, but also like kind of not theater, but a little theatrical, Broadway, lots of like fake orchestra music. I don't have enough money to get other musicians or like real orchestra instruments, but I use like synth instruments. But I think I've been doing it like well enough to work. So
the use of a synth is always iconic. But do you want to tell us about maybe an album that you already have out, maybe your most recent drop?
So like the one that's already out, that's called, I think, Cutthroat Strings. So I wanted to just kind of do like a, because I really like folk music and like just like indie, like one guitar or like songs by Adrienne Lenker. They're great. And like, I just, you know, like singer songwriter albums. So I was just like, I'll just do that because my mixing's not the best. I'm still learning. And so the less layers in like the platform you have, like the less amount of stuff you're adding into one song, though, like the easier it is to mix, and it, like, you don't blow out the speaker or anything. So I was like, I'll get to test out my mixing. I'll kind of get to focus on my singing more. There's not like a through line of like a story. It's just kind of like depressing songs that are about like slightly different. Like one song's about like being like working as a nurse. One's about just like me in my bedroom being moody. And then, but they're all like, the through line is like that they all, it's just one guitar and my voice essentially for all of them.
Yeah, a lot of the sound, I guess, from that album and that time of when you're dropping music was very much just your voice and a guitar. So I think this is a great transition into the song by Drywall called I'll Cry If You Yell. This is Drywall.
What's this? Did you draw in your textbook in pen? Are you happy with that? Vandalizing textbooks with your boredom doodles? So what? Robert's dad down the street pays his taxes, works hard, all for what? For this to just all go to waste?
Supposed to be. Calm down.
And that was a song dropped before the album Cutthroat Strings by Drywall called I'll Cry If You Yell. We are doing a little bit of a interview with the artist Drywall, as well as playing some sounds and some music. So next up, we'll just proceed into another question. So we're wondering, what other things do you draw creative influence from to create your music?
I do movie stuff. I love movies. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that has some kind of play over my life. Like, I don't know. Like, I think like my, and I think my songwriting's definitely like, cause I write scripts too. So I really got more into songwriting to also like, cause it's an excuse to like do more kinds of writing. So there's some like lines or movies that influence my writing. The area I'm living in right now, I feel like kind of gives off a little bit of vibes. It's like kind of in the country. It's Norfolk area. So I feel like that like kind of influences my sound a little bit, definitely on that newer folkier album. My grandparents' house influences me. I'm doing an album that's like, the other album I'm working on is like, the picture for it was taken at my grandparents' house. So it's going for like cottage vibes. What else? It's definitely my friends. I love my friends. So like, I'll take like, I won't like steal their stories, but like my relationships to them, I'll kind of write about. Just the world at large will influence you if you will take it, you know?
was some slowcore vibes with the song The Heart by Dead Oak, and then Somewhat Burdensome by Claire Rousey. We were just speaking with Drywall for where he draws creative inspiration from within music, and we were talking about movies, gaining inspiration from that, as well as relationships and personal environment. And I think the ambience of the sounds of the songs we just played, as well as the ambience of Drywall's music, really encapsulates that vibe. So back with speaking with Drywall, we've got another interview-esque type question, and it is, what part of you lights up when you are creating music? Is there a place in your mind, body, or spirit that you feel you are pouring from when creating your work?
I don't know. I think it's just kind of like, it's just kind of like a, because songwriting and like anything creative is like usually not like super physically demanding, unless you're like replaying like the 100th guitar part. Like over and over again, your hands start to really hurt, but like, it's usually just kind of like a mental strain or like frustrating. Cause it's just like, you know, you have to like figure out what's working and what's not. I don't know a lot of music theory, so I'm always just kind of playing it by ear to an extent. And when something's just, you know, something's not working, but you don't really know why or what you can add, it's very frustrating. So when like something's really going well, or like there's been like no hiccups while you're making this song, I think it's just kind of like a kind of a bodily strain release. It's just kind of like all over, or like just in your head a little bit, like your head, your neck, or just like a big sigh or something.
We'll be right back.
and plug as you like, chips, pews and pills and sexual desires. I'm sorry, but as it's strained, you've only just missed it away, like the sting of cousin so mothered and slapped it away, away, a hand longer, a second that you felt its reach, so plug away then. But you've only just missed it.
Encapsulating the vibe of release and outpouring through music that we were just speaking about with Drywall, the artist was the songs Dark Lord by Ultra Love, and he ended the Bender Hanging by Truck Violence. We are just about wrapping up our fun little episode featuring an artist interview on Revelation Radio. And I guess we'll finish it off with a plug. Obviously, we can find Drywall on streaming services and such. But I guess we could plug some other things. Would we like to plug some socials? Maybe an Instagram? Do we have an Instagram that we can access?
My Instagram's drywall underscore, but like it's technically like it's like underscore underscore drywall underscore partially blind underscore underscore. Really easy to remember. Really easy to remember.
Data collection is evil. I want to know what they like clock as, you know what I mean? Like, you know how they type you based on like what you look up or like what you're into? I really want to know what they think I'm like, and I hope it's like cool, you know what I mean? Like, I hope they're like, okay, this girl is cool, like she's chill. But I don't think they did that.
But I think by that logic, like if you take what everyone looks up, like, I think, I don't know, like, not every, you know, like, your best friend, like, not everyone knows what the other person looks up. So I feel like everyone's just either equally lame or, like, you know what I mean? So, like you shouldn't judge people based on their data collection, unless it's criminal stuff.
Okay, another lesson. Don't judge people based on their data collection.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Unless it's really bad, because there are really bad ones. But again, like, most of it's probably just, like, just kind of lame stuff or like semi embarrassing stuff. So like, you know, like yeah, Maddie's cool. That I don't care that she looks up insert whatever.
Okay, Liv, I think we ate that down.
Yeah,
am I still recording? I'm gonna stop that.
You gotta leave that in too. That part, that data collection, that was really good.
Do you have any last words before I click the button?
You should go listen to my music, and then also listen to less Taylor Swift and look for more artists to listen to.
Yes. The way that my face went so serious when you said that. Yes.
If here's another one. This is the last thing. If you're listening to Taylor Swift actively and you haven't listened to Mitski, just listen to Mitski for like a month instead.
Welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Join the Boys and Girls Club Southeast on Sunday, February 1st from 11 to 4 p.m. for their second annual A Day of Play, Willamette's Way. This day is dedicated to celebrating the life of Willamette Wright by playing their favorite games. This year, Boys and Girls Club will have a panel discussion moderated by Cam Trepanier. Trans